This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Rizdahl. Over the past 3 years, so since the pandemic, the number of people on Medicaid and in the Children's Health Insurance Program has grown by more than 23 million. As of March of this year, nearly 95 million people were enrolled in those two programs, both of which offer free or low-cost health coverage for low-income Americans. But some of those gains in getting more people insured, linked obviously to the pandemic, are about to be lost. Marketplace's Samantha Fields tells us why.
Think back for a minute to those first few weeks and months of the pandemic. More than 20 million people lost their jobs, and there was a real fear that many would also lose their health insurance.
There was an expectation that the uninsured rate might skyrocket.
Larry Levitt, Executive Vice President for Health Policy at KFF, says to try to prevent that from happening in the middle of a public health emergency, the federal government offered states more money for Medicaid.
And in return for this extra money, they required states to keep people continuously enrolled in Medicaid.
And that kept millions of people insured.
The change was quite dramatic.
Sarah Rosenbaum is with the Milken Institute School of Public Health at George Washington University.
If you normally would have lost Medicaid because you went back to work and earned a little more, you'd keep Medicaid. Children who aged out and weren't eligible as young adults got to keep their Medicaid.
By early 2022, the uninsured rate in this country had dropped to 8%, the lowest it's ever been. But now that the public health emergency is officially over, states are starting to require everyone recertify again. They're all doing it at different speeds. But over the course of the next year, KFF estimates about 17 million people could lose their health coverage, either temporarily or permanently. Jennifer Wagner at the Center on Budget and Policy Priorities says the biggest risk of people losing it permanently is in 10 states.
States that have chosen not to expand Medicaid coverage under the Affordable Care Act.
They have what's called a coverage gap.
There's a group of individuals whose income will be too high for Medicaid, but too low for Marketplace coverage.
In every other state, Wagner says, everyone should be able to get some kind of health insurance, at least in theory, through an employer, through the exchanges, or through Medicaid, because millions will still qualify to stay on it. But Sarah Rosenbaum at GW says it's likely many will lose insurance anyway, at least for a while.
The estimates are that probably almost half the people who lose their coverage are not going to be losing coverage because they actually are no longer eligible, but because they somehow got lost in the system.
That was always the case before COVID. Lots of people would lose coverage every year when it came time to recertify. Because they didn't realize they had to, they had trouble with the paperwork, or because of administrative backlogs or errors. And even those temporary disruptions in health coverage can have major consequences for people. That's the case for Daphne Payne. She lives in Little Rock, Arkansas, with her 7 kids.
I have a 15-year-old, an 11-year-old, a 7-year-old, a 6-year-old, a 5-year-old, a 4-year-old, and a 3-year-old.
And all of them have been on Medicaid for the last few years. But earlier this month, after Arkansas started redetermining everyone's eligibility, she got a letter saying her youngest, the 3-year-old, no longer qualifies.
I don't know why yet. Out of 8 people in this family, just 1 child was denied his medical services, and he was supposed to have been started school.
But now he can't, because the school he was going to is for kids with developmental delays, and Medicaid was going to pay for it. Payne is hoping the denial was just a mistake. She's planning to apply again. But she's worried about him getting sick in the meantime. And even if he does eventually get back on Medicaid, it's likely he'll have lost his spot at the school, she says. They only hold it for 30 days.
It's very hard to get kids into this program. More than likely, he won't be able to get into probably next year around this time.
Millions of people are going to be dealing with different versions of this in the coming months.
If some of these estimates are right, we could see the biggest increase in the number of people uninsured of all time from this all-time low.
Larry Levitt at KFF says it'll be at least a year before we really know how it all plays out. But
we had this period during a pandemic where our health insurance system worked as well as it ever has, and we came as close as maybe we will for quite some time to universal coverage.
And now he says that period is coming to an end. I'm Samantha Fields for Marketplace.